So, here's the big intro. There's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura, and this man's solo debut single went double platinum. Second single went to number one in 44 countries. The debut album went straight in at number one on the Billboard 200. He sold 70 million albums. The numbers are ridiculous. It's Niall Horan.
Yay!
Who?
How do you process those numbers?
I don't. I never can. It's just so hard. Like, when you're doing the job yourself, you know, I mean, it's like you guys doing your show on the radio station. You don't realize how many people are actually listening to you because you're just speaking down a mic.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's the same for us, definitely. Same as those numbers.
But you know what I mean? It's the same. The idea is the same.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, I'm doing the job. I'm up on stage and I'm in the studio writing tunes. And then you get stuff like that read to you. And
wow.
It's just a bit, it's not that fathomable, really, is it?
No. You're just doing what you love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
I'm having fun.
How much fun is it to be bringing us new music, especially the song Nice to Meet You? So tell us about the song, how'd it happen?
Yeah.
What's it all about? All that stuff.
Well, it's been 2 years since I released the song. So
Wow. First
of all, about time.
Yeah.
2 years. That's gone so quick.
Yeah. And I was just in the studio trying to write really fun songs and not thinking about, you know, how they're going to sound production wise or anything, just kind of writing good songs. And this one came about where we're actually in a bit of a rut, and the day was going nowhere. You kind of have those days where nothing's coming.
Yeah.
I just started playing that riff, the main riff of the song. I just started playing that, and then everyone was like, yep, right to that.
Jump in, boys.
That's it, go for it.
And then we just kind of wrote all of our best melodies, mumbled something into the microphone, forgot about it, parked it for a minute, and then that's why it's not really your average like verse, pre-chorus, chorus. Like, it's not very like that. It's kind of sounds a bit disjointed,
but
on purpose.
Right.
So I've picked up all of my best melodies. The lyric, again, kind of could be factual, might not be. Can't tell you.
I like it.
But it's basically about, you know, on a night out where, you know, you bump into someone, you catch eyes with them, you know, you start chatting, and then before you know it, you know, they're literally gone, and then over the course of the night you bump into them again.
You know, when you leave things like might be, might be not, you know that makes your fans go crazy.
Yeah, they're like, tell us now, we need the goss.
No, I kind of like the fact that people have their own versions of it.
Yeah, that's
because I know what happened and I'm not going to tell anyone.
Oh, I love this.
This is it. I just love watching everyone just boil.
So now we've got some questions for you. We want to know if they're Niall or denial, okay?
Oh.
Right, so basically true or false.
Yep.
Before One Direction was the name, you wanted it to be Niall and the Potatoes.
Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. Denial, obviously.
Denial.
Okay, your favourite school subject was woodwork. Is that Niall or denial?
I was only all right at woodwork. So denial. I was good at geography.
Oh, good at geography.
Geography.
I still love a bit of geography, actually, yeah.
Oh, how does that manifest itself in your daily life now, then? Your love of geography?
I do know travelling.
Are you the one who's in charge of the map if you're in the car? Do you control the sat-nav?
I do have... Everyone always says it. There's two things I'm good at. I'm always good at remembering people's names, and I've got an unbelievable sense of direction, apparently.
Yes, oh, this is brilliant.
He's like a friendly pigeon. That's what he's like.
Yes, I love that.
A friendly pigeon.
Maybe we could get you to voice the sat-nav one day. You know they do the celebrity specials,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah.
That would be really good.
Get me in.
All right, here goes the demo.
At the next roundabout, take a right.
Oh, with the accent as well.
No, I'm from Kent there.
Oh, that was the Kentish.
Brilliant.
Welcome to the Garden of England.
Oh, this is so good. The Kentish sat-nav, the Niall edition.
Come on.
Okay.
Brilliant.
The fans have been weighing in with questions as well. What makes you laugh no matter what mood you're in? So even if you're really down, something will make you laugh. What would that be, says Chloe?
God, that's a good question. Most things, to be honest. I'm a laugher. My favourite movie of all time is Step Brothers. I just absolutely think that's still, after about 10 years of watching it, I still think it's the funniest thing of all time. When I had my knee surgery, there was one day where I watched it like 6 times in a row.
Oh, get it. I'm trying to think of any quotes that are morning radio appropriate.
Do you want to go and do karate in the garage? Yup. Did we just become best friends? Yup.
And there's so much room for activities.
Oh, there's so much room.
I love that bit.
Phoebe and Demi and others have tweeted asking to describe your new album in 3 words.
Fun. A lot more fun than the last one.
Right.
Free. I didn't think about it. I just went for it.
Yep.
Fun, free. It sounds like a holiday to Spain.
Yes.
Fun, free. Emotional.
Emotional.
Oh, this is good.
Before you go on stage, little rituals.
I have to have a shower before I go on stage. I see going on stage is like a night out.
Yeah.
Getting dressed up.
Right. Yeah. Lynx Africa.
Lynx Africa. <Yeah. laughs> That was about 10 years ago. Get out there, just feel clean getting on. Even I put on aftershave even though no one can smell me.
Do you do anything specific on a night out to sort of keep yourself a little bit low-key, discreet? Because we heard Ed Sheeran dresses up in a Spider-Man onesie when he wants to get in the crowd at festivals. Do you have any tricks like that?
I actually don't, no. I'm not, like Ed, I'm not the most recognisable person in the world.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I know. I don't. I just wear a hat. And I've got bad posture because I tend to look at the ground a lot when I'm walking past people.
Yeah.
Your darker hair looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Is that part of maybe a disguise in between, you know?
To be fair, for those people who don't know about my solo career, will know that, will only know me as the guy with the blonde hair.
Yeah.
So now that when I walk around, I've cut all the blonde out. This is my natural hair colour. Do people just still think I'm the blonde fella?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Great.
And they see you. They're
Let
like,
them keep thinking
what?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Meanwhile, you're in Sainsbury's getting a pot noodle.
Yeah, exactly.
Woohoo!
See you later, baby.
Living the dream. Right, should we have a game of Say It?
Okay, let's play Say It with our third X1D-er. This should be exciting.
Really?
We're going to play next. So the top scores, what have we got, Laura?
Top score, Little Mix have got 19, but there are four of them.
Yeah.
So the top solo score is Amelia Lilly with 16.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Strictly fan, Niall?
Yeah, I love Strictly.
Anton Dubek, he's played this.
Anton,
he got 16. But Louis and Liam, I reckon you've got to beat them. They both got 13.
See, this is too much pressure.
Yeah.
No, I reckon you'll do it. I reckon you'll smash it.
Yeah. Right, come on, let's do it.
Okay, let's do this.
Say It. Okay, the famous white boxers with the name on.
Calvin Klein.
Yes, a spiky plant that you get in the desert.
Cactus.
Yeah, and the programme with Homer and Marge on it.
Simpsons.
It's where you go if you've been arrested and you're a criminal. You go to what?
Prison.
Yeah, it's Batman and who?
Robin.
Who's his mate? Yeah,
Robin.
It's what you have to put when you go on holiday to protect your skin. Yeah, it's a rose and a daisy or all types
Flowers.
Of what? Yeah, it's what you tie stuff in. It comes in a ball and you tie stuff up with it. Oh, I can't think how to describe it. We'll move on. She's an actress. She went out with Brad Pitt. She got lovely lips. Croft. Yeah. It's what you use as a rubber at school. It's another
Razor.
Name for that. Yeah. It's what you have to put in a map when you've been all over the world. You put something in the map.
A pin.
It's what you write on when you're at school. This is it here in front of me.
Paper.
Who makes Mickey and Minnie and
Disney.
There's a world. Yeah. It's what the band was meant to be called. It's the vegetable from Ireland
the
that's really popular.
Or
black and white board game that you play with Checkmate. And
chess.
It's a little yappy dog. They're like Mexican and they're really yappy. Yeah. It's a thing that you eat, they're red, they live in the sea.
Tomato.
Oh, it's lobster, that last one.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't hear the sea part, I just said tomato.
Brilliant. Okay, let's find out your score. You got Calvin Klein for 1, Cactus 2, The Simpsons 3, Prison 4, Robin 5, Sun Cream 6, Flower 7, Angelina Jolie 8, Eraser 9, Pin 10, Paper 11, Disney 12, Potato 13, Chess 14, Chihuahua 15.
Chihuahua sneaked it in at the end.
Niall,
that means
makes you our highest scoring male solo star.
Come on.
Take that, all those other boys. will that be something you'll be bringing up in conversation next time you meet the boys?
Yeah, 100%. It smashes by two.
Smashed you at Say It.
Smashed you at Say It. Okay,
I love that I'm the highest male solo.
Yeah. So you didn't quite beat Anton, but you know.
It's been brilliant having you on. The song is out now. Remind us it's called.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Niall Horan, everybody.
Thank you. Love your work.
Brilliant.
Love your work.
Oh, Niall.